Russ, I have to start off with some sad news. And I know that this is, you know, it's even personal for you. You opened for Joan Rivers. Didn't you start your career?
My very first time up on stage in Santa Monica, California, I opened up for Joan Rivers.
Oh, wow. That's amazing.
She wouldn't know me if she saw me, but I mean, that was
my very
first. And,
yeah.
I mean, somebody hooked me up with that.
That's a big deal.
Yeah.
Well, the raunchy, gravelly-voiced comedian Joan Rivers, who rose from Greenwich Village stand-up to occasional host of The Tonight Show and star of TV's Fashion Police, died yesterday after going into cardiac arrest days earlier during a procedure on her vocal cords. She was 81 years old. Well, Russ, yesterday, Young Jeezy wasn't lying when he told us that AK-47 found on his tour bus was not his. He told us yesterday, he was like, it wasn't mine. Had nothing to do with that. I told police I was nowhere near that gun. And as a matter of fact, the gun was found in a whole separate place from where he was. Like, it wasn't in his cabin. However, I guess police were mad because nobody on the bus would claim that it was their gun. They were like, because it's not our gun.
Was it used in a shooting backstage at the concert?
Don't know yet, but it's apparently legally registered to the head of security for his tour.
Oh.
Now, police say, that's why they say they arrested him, because nobody would claim the gun. Now, Jeezy said his security wasn't there when police found the gun, because he was in the hospital. Why was he in the hospital? Because he was recovering from being shot in the arm the night before.
His head of security.
Why was he shot the night before? Because he was caught in the crossfire when Suge Knight got shot 6 times.
Wow.
Yeah. So
it would give you cause to have a weapon.
Well, and if you're head of security, can you have an AK-47?
Tell you what, all charges dropped.
Of course they're going to be
dropped. The gun wasn't present. Jeezy doesn't own the bus nor the gun.
Yeah. Here's the other thing. People are questioning what police did because they said, it's not our gun. Can you really arrest somebody when they're just, you know, and they were like, well, nobody would claim it. Well, why would you claim something that wasn't yours?
Yes, if it's in the vehicle, okay. I can arrest everybody in the vehicle for the gun. But once you go to court, it's usually thrown.
Well, they say they were like, listen, the registered owner of that weapon, they say they told him it's his. He's in the hospital. Go check it out, man. So why would it take them that long to go to the hospital and check it out? You know, he stayed in jail. I don't want to say 3-4 days. But anyway, who wants to see nudies of Sherry Shepherd?
Ew.
Not me, me, me.
We hear her ex is threatening to torture us with those if she doesn't pay out.
Oh, no.
Radar Online says Sherry's ex has already turned down a $100,000 offer to return them to Sherry. He's like, I want more than that. Mm. What he wants is a divorce settlement that would have her making $10,000 a month in child support payments for a son that is not biologically hers. Meanwhile, Johnny Gill might want to see nudies of Sherry Shepherd because we hear those two are dating.
We didn't ask you something.
So, but here's, did I tell you about this? I showed you the pictures of Jill Scott yesterday. I don't remember if I talked about it on air. However, Jill Scott is lying about those pictures not being her. First off, she's in the same area.
She should be proud of it.
Her hair is the same. Yeah, she's got some big knockers there.
Be proud.
Wow, knockers?
Knockers is not a bad word. They are huge. And it is her. She says, that's me in the robe. But that's not me without the robe. Lady, the body is exactly
the same.
Are you crazy?
She said it was to chronicle her weight loss.
I'm very proud of her.
You proud of her for what? For having things?
Being free.
Well, yeah. I don't know why she's going to say. Hey, new in theaters today? Nice. Nothing good. I don't see. So I would say go see the movie Russ says is really great.
Let's be cops.
Like, or go, if you haven't seen Guardians of the Galaxy, go see that. If you haven't seen the other movie about James Brown, go see that. I'm out free. That's hot off the wire. For more stuff, go to therestofourmorningshow.com. Stop staring at me, boy, and crying over me.
If you're going to tell people to see a movie, know the name.